Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. Well, my name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined by my co-host, George Amador III. And today, in fact, this entire month, we're going to be talking about, or we're really going to be asking, are your finances crystal clear? And what I'd love to do is literally go through and help individuals understand what our clients are experiencing as they work with our office. Because if you're not experiencing that, why not? Mm-hmm. We need to have that clarity and the confidence when it comes to our finances so we know that we're on the right track so that we can have the resources needed to live and give in the way that God has called us to.
Yeah.
So I guess I never said welcome. So welcome to the program, G. And
no
let's
problem.
Jump right in.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll say this, right? When we look at your finances, this is your hard-earned money you've worked for your entire life. You're saving, you're investing, you pay money to a financial advisor. And so at the end of the day, you need to be fully confident. We don't just say that as a tagline.
Oh,
we
no.
really mean it. You need to be confident in the plan that is set before you and make sure that you can sleep at night, make sure that you know where you're headed and what's going on. And so here at Crystal Clear Finances, we've broken it down into really three types of plans, if I could put it that way. And over the course of this month, we're going to talk about each of those plans, the ins and outs of them, what they cost, how they work, so that way people really know, and they have clarity and they have confidence to know, hey, if I'm going to come and work with Crystal Clear Finances, and for our clients who do work with us, know that there's different steps along the way.
Absolutely.
Every financial plan looks different. Everybody's personal finances look different. And so we've custom made these types of services in order to fit every single individual. Some are more comprehensive than others, but it depends on your needs. If you're not getting your needs met with at a financial advising office, then maybe you should reconsider where you're at, because it's not just about one piece of the puzzle. It's not just about investing money. We want to look at it all. We're both CFPs for a reason, right?
Yes.
We're both fiduciaries for a reason. These things are important to understand, and we're going to get into all of that this month. It's going to be really good.
Thank you. And you know, when we talked about you and I saying, okay, well, we need to create names for these plans. We need to make sure people understand the path that they can go.
Yeah.
It was so important to me because there are key things that need to happen in a financial plan. Otherwise, individuals get to retirement. It's a little too late to start trying to play catch up at that point.
Yeah.
We want to make sure wherever the individual is that meets with us, whether they're just starting out or whether they're right close to retirement, that we're putting the right pieces in place. You know, Dee, earlier this week I had a special client. I say that about all my clients, don't I? Yeah, some of my favorite clients, which happens to be all of them. They were in and they had started. So you may not realize this, but when I first started Crystal Clear Finances, I started it in the front of my home. It was like, okay, I redid my dining room. That was now going to be my office. I had it all set. And these clients came to me way back then, over 20-something years ago. And I met with them this week. And gee, they're moving into retirement. They are literally putting in the paperwork that says, and I'm out of here. And it was so exciting.
Yeah.
And you know, I received an email from them that just, you know, everybody does their work and they love what they do, but when you get that email that says, I remember when we first met in the front of your home and how God has used you to where we are today, it just causes me to tear up because I realize, gee, what we're doing. These plans aren't just a financial plan.
Yeah.
These are how do we equip and empower individuals to understand finances so they can feel confident, so that they build the resources, they can live the life God called them to, and they can go impact those people. So if we can be anointed and do what we're supposed to do, they can be anointed and go do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to kind of start right at the beginning. And I know some of our listeners may be right at the edge of retirement, but I believe these core principles are true. In fact, we had a young couple that I met with just the other day, and I could have done all these different things, and they threw out all these questions, and I patiently, you know, went through different things, and I said, but now I need to show you how money works. Think how many people, just for a second, would be impacted in life if they really knew how that money worked. Yeah. If they weren't afraid of it and they said, oh, this goes here, this goes here, here's what the goal is, instead of the goal being what they're told, buy more toys and look successful.
Yeah.
So with that, I am going to transition. So I'm going on my computer so that those who are on my YouTube channel can see everything I'm doing. And to my radio listeners, I know, I say this every week, but if you're not on my YouTube channel, go over to Crystal Clear Finances and subscribe so you can see what we're talking about. So what we're showing on our screen, and don't worry if you're listening by radio, I'm going to talk you through it, but I have to apologize because it's not very pretty. It is a plumbing schematic because it was the only way that I could figure out how does money flow. It goes into your hands through the form of a paycheck, and then we pay our taxes, and then for most people, it is consumed and lost forever. And most people, the picture that I'm showing on the screen of money coming in and money going out, that literally is their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we seen it, G?
Yeah.
Where they don't know the other steps to take. But if we can help them through that and say, hey, wait a minute, after that money gets in your hands, let me show you where it's going to go. That's what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to show the places where the three main components when it comes to finances, because we start every program. We talk about how finances can be confusing. You don't have to face it alone. But the truth of the matter is, don't you agree that finances are designed, it seems like, to be confusing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. We've decided for whatever reason in the financial industry to put up these big veils and ivory towers and then say, until you have a lot of money, come sit down with me. And that's really unfortunate to everybody else. I mean,
yeah.
Even ourselves included, because it wasn't, you know, we didn't know all of this our whole
mm-hmm.
lives.
You had to learn.
This is something we had to learn. And in order, and I would just say this, like the reason why we do this, especially this program this month, is really to educate people on these things.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I strive to do proper education when it comes to all of our client relationships. It's not just, yeah, let me take it from here. I'll talk to you later.
Right.
It's really educate on what to do. And that comes from kind of demasking the mm-hmm. myths that mm-hmm. are out there in the world of finance. This one in particular being a huge reason why we do this 3-2-1 approach to our personal financial
mm-hmm.
plans.
And just saying that, there's over 250 different modules that we use with our clients when someone says, hey, should I lease or should I buy a car? Oh, well, here's the answer. And here's a module I can walk you through to show you, because a lot of times what we have to do, G, and you know this, so we have to go back, pull up the misconception, pull up the lie that they've been fed and say, hey, how about we look at it this way when
yeah.
it comes to money? And then all of a sudden, you can see them grow in that area because they finally have that truth. It's become, I know, crystal clear. All right. So with that being said, there's three places or three components of finances. And as certified financial planners, as fiduciaries, which is very big in our world, but we've been fiduciaries for me, it feels like forever. As a fiduciary, I've taken it where we've broken it down to these three components simply so it can be simple to remember.
Yeah.
So the first area that we always try to look at and we believe is key for every financial plan deals with savings. And we've talked about this so many times, but I feel it's so important because more and more new viewers are coming, listeners mm-hmm. on the radio. We always want to make sure the core is always taught that when it comes to savings, yes, we want you to have a week and a half of living expense, 2 weeks living expense at home and you're safe. Yes, we want you to have at least a month's living expense in your local bank getting point nothing. But we want the rest, the 5 months and beyond, in another type of savings vehicle that we know can grow tax-free with uninterrupted compounding interest that's keeping up with the cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
When you look, just look at what happened with lumber last month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my word. And the month before, I mean, things just went skyrocketed.
Yeah.
If your money sitting in a bank getting point nothing, how do you deal with the inflation that's coming? And thank you, government. You finally said, oh, we may have a problem with inflation. Kudos.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there may be an inflation problem. So we've got to make sure our money is growing to keep up with it. That is why when we're looking at a financial plan, and you know this, is that we need to make sure that that savings is growing at least 3%.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, we might be safe from the market, but we have purchasing power risk.
Yeah.
And now we've really got to deal with that. So we want to make sure one of the first places is savings. The second place of a financial plan, and a lot of times we'll build them side by side, so
mm-hmm.
I don't want to say first this and that, but a second component, maybe
mm-hmm.
that's a better way, is when we talk about investments. Now, I know, and if you're looking at the screen, you're going to see that it's yellow because our green tank is go and grow, and that's safe, and that's where we're putting that money. But our yellow tank is our investments because we want to be cautious. That does not mean we're not investing in the market. Good sure. golly, Miss Molly. Absolutely. We want to take advantage of what's going on there. We just want to do it with calculated risk. Mm-hmm. That is such a key component. You know, so many times we talk about the risk tolerances that we're filling out with our clients. And if this happened, would you feel this or that? But we do it, gee, because we know we want to get to that place where we can say, based on our interaction, based on the way you're feeling, based on your pillow test at night, that you're sleeping good at night, here's the calculated risk we're going to take. Mm-hmm. And I believe that in a financial plan, we have to have a component which just says, I'm not going to be safe on this one. I'm going to take a calculated risk, and I see those fences, and I'm swinging for it. Doesn't mean it's an IPO, doesn't mean that it's an alternative investment, but we need to have that component. So we have safe money, green tank, yellow tank is our investment money. And then the third area that we always focus on is we believe that part of putting a financial plan in place includes protection. And there are all different types of protections that are out there. A lot of times people are aware of, oh, I need home insurance, car insurance, health insurance, life insurance, disability insurance. But we also want to make sure people are aware they need umbrella policies. Now, let me just pause there before I go to the next type of protection is what we don't want to see in life is our clients build a great amount of wealth. Well, we do. But what we don't want to see is someone to come and take it from them. Mm-hmm. So we don't want our clients to be insurance poor, but we want them to be insurance protected. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that if someone goes to my client's house and they fall on their step and try to sue them and get everything out of their green and yellow tank, that there's an umbrella policy. There's policies in place that says, so sorry, Charlie, this is not happening on my watch. Mm-hmm. So we want the proper protection. And then, of course, part of that protection, and I'm showing this on our computer screen, is we want to have wills and healthcare proxy, power of attorney. And, you know, one of the clients I met with at the beginning of last week, we were going over the fact that they had a small one, right? Not quite a year old, this little one. Hmm. But they had no guardianship put in place. So if they had traveled, mom, dad traveled somewhere and passed away, who was taking care of Junior?
Yeah.
We've got to go through that. And then walking them through the guilt of saying, I'm not going to pick my parents. I'm picking friends to do it. However it is. But we have to begin thinking estate planning isn't just for the wealth that we want to create together. We also want to do guardianship. We want to make sure healthcare proxies that we're okay. So protection is a key component. Mm. That's the three in our 3-2-1. So yeah. Let me ask you, anything you want to add on that before I dive into the two and the one?
No, that's really a good summary of it all, right? We have to have our yellow tank separate from risk. Safe, accessible, money growing, tax-free with compound interest.
Green tank.
Mm-hmm. We have to have our yellow tank. That's going to be investment. So anything outside of safe money that has risk associated, whether it's a business you own, real estate you have, stocks and bonds in the market you have, that's going to be the yellow tank. You need that. Both of them are equally important. You have to say that, right? We're not just looking at funding one or the other. We need both of those simultaneously. And the protection component is super important that your tanks don't get drained. And someday you're going to say, hey, I want to shut off my income and live on my green and yellow tanks. We need to make sure that those are protected just as well. So that way we have those things when we need them in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quick 30-second break. When we come back, I want to talk about the green and yellow tank because the way we think, we have two main views that we look at it, and I want to be upfront with it, G. I want people to know, hey, this is the way I believe money works. Mm-hmm. That way it can resonate with them and they're like, I believe that too, or they'll be like, yeah, not so. And that way we can know. Then I think that's why we have such a strong tribe here at Crystal Clear Finances, and our clients love us because we've been upfront and said, this is the way we believe. Here's what we think is going to happen. And they're like, this resonates with us. I want to be part of Crystal Clear Finances. And we'll be back in just 30 seconds.
Every day you choose which companies will have influence over the culture in your town. Every day the investments you own either support your beliefs or work against them. Every day you make that choice when you fund your retirement plan because companies are empowered through your investments. Your resources grow their influence. Choose investments that reflect your values. Impact investing through Crystal Clear Finances. Call 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every impact investment decision.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm joined by my co-host, George Amador III. And George, I know today I'm doing all the talking. But I promise next week I'm passing the talking stick to you. But we want to focus this month on asking our listeners and our viewers on the YouTube channel is, are your finances crystal clear? Mm-hmm. And of course, that's a play on are they crystal clear with being part of the Crystal Clear Finances family, but also, are they crystal clear in the fact that you understand what you're doing and why you're doing it?
Yeah.
Because if you can have that confidence, then we can walk through, yes, the good markets, but we can walk through the bad markets because we know, nope, we got a plan in place.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing in today's program is we're breaking it down and saying, okay, what is the core foundational truths here? Then we can build on them over the next few weeks as we begin to talk about the different services and the way we put plans together. Mm-hmm. In fact, what I'm going to ask you is during the next few weeks, let's bring in part of our software and we'll show it on our YouTube channel of how we're able to coordinate everything together from Social Security to pensions to investment. You know the drill.
Yeah.
All right, but let's jump back into what we were talking about. And right before the break, we talked about the fact that there's three components to a financial plan. As certified financial planners, as fiduciaries, we understand the financial realm. And instead of talking over everybody's head or talking down to people, we said, why don't we just make it so that people are empowered to create wealth?
Yeah.
Let's break it into three parts. So we talked about, and you can see this on the screen, the savings. We talked about investments. And we talked about the fact that we need protection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we go to put the savings in place and when we go to put the investments in place, all different types, like you said, whether it's alternative, real estate, stock market, residual income, whatever it is, we have a belief system. And one of the things that we believe is we believe that taxes will probably go up. Mm-hmm. I'm not referencing to the fact that just a couple months ago, Biden had said that, hey, I'm going to raise capital rates. I'm not referencing, you know, well, I guess I am referencing the fact that they're saying that taxes will be increasing. I don't know where it will be 10 years from now, G, but I want to help my clients plan so that if it does go up, they're going to be okay. In fact, when I begin to look at where tax thresholds were, right? So you have tax rates, like how much are we going to bill you? Mm-hmm. Tax thresholds of how many of you can we get? So I remember from Sunday school, deep and wide, right? So tax rates and tax thresholds. If we were to look back, I look back down here at the 1920s when they said if you had more than $1 million, you were rich, and we're going to charge you 73% on that. Well, you and I both know if you had $1 million in the 1920s, well, you were rich.
Sure.
And yes, you got taxed to 73%.
Mm-hmm.
But with a stroke of a pen, and this is the part that's so important, the government redefined rich.
Mm-hmm.
They went the very next year from 1921 to 1922. They said, yep, if you're a millionaire, you're rich. Nope, if you have 200,000 that you're rich. And they changed it just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that case, yes, they did bring the tax rate down a little bit. They said it's only 58% of that. But think of everyone who thought, phew, it was just the wealthy, just the rich at a million. I'm safe. I don't have to worry about taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But they can change not only the tax rate, but the tax threshold. In fact, one more example of that, which is just so powerful. If you look, and again, I'm showing this on my screen for all of our YouTube viewers, but I'll talk it through for those on radio. If in the 1941, you were making $5 million, they're like, yep, you're rich. Again, we say, if you're making $5 million in 1941, you are rich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then they decided they were going to tax anything above that at 81%. Next year happened. They needed money. So they said, if you make more than $200,000, not only are we going to tax you the 81%, oh, wait, there's more. What they're going to do is they're going to tax at the 88%. So, gee, when we're looking at this, I'm concerned that as we continue to go out, people will say, tax the rich, tax the rich. And they say, yep, good. They're paying their fair share. Until, with the stroke of a pen, the government says, and now you get to be rich too,
mm-hmm.
even when you don't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things, as a financial planner, going back to our picture here, as a financial planner, when I'm looking at the green tank and the yellow tank and I'm looking at how it all flows together, everything I'm doing is first filter that it goes through in my mind is, how can I help position my clients to be tax-free? They may have to pay the tax now, but how do I position them that going forward in the future, they don't have to pay taxes on their growth. They don't have to pay taxes on that account. That's a driving force to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really important to understand. I think when I go through this with clients, especially brand new clients, it's one of the first things that we do mm-hmm. in the first initial free consultation. Is we talk through these components, right?
Absolutely.
The tax rate thing is really important to understand. Hey, the government changes rates. We all know the government changes rates. Mm-hmm. We see it all the time. That's a huge reason why we elect who we elect a lot of times. But then beyond that, the bigger aha moment comes from when we realize what the thresholds are.
Yes.
And the ability for the government to change who qualifies what rate is just as important, if not more important, than what the rate actually is.
Mm-hmm.
You showed two examples in the 20s and the 40s. There's another example in the 80s where the top rate, yes, went down to 28%,
mm-hmm.
but in 1987, if you made $30,000 or more, you were considered rich. You were in the top tax bracket. And that's really incredible for people to see, to go, wait a second, tax the rich is a concept that, conceptually speaking, sounds great until you're rich, right?
And not that's even the biggest thing. Feel rich, G. Not Correct. Even that you're making tons of money. All they did was widen the net and say, hey, we're going to make everybody rich. And it was like, yay, until they realize what that means.
Yeah, it's really important because who qualifies for what rate changes mm-hmm. just as much as the rates change. We have to be careful that we know that, hey, if I'm going to put $1 million away for my retirement someday,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, now I'm considered rich because they lowered the thresholds again and again and again,
mm-hmm.
and I got to pay 40, 50, 60% in taxes. If that ever happened, now we're giving half or more of our money to the government, money that I saved so that way I can live the life I want to live. So we have to take taxes into consideration when we do planning.
Right. And I think that's why we want to be upfront with individuals to say, if you come to Crystal Clear Finances, this is a concern that we have about taxes.
Yeah.
And the software that we use helps us in that area so that we can be very alert to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other area that I want to focus on is, not only do we believe that taxes are going to be an issue,
mm-hmm.
so we're planning for them now. And you know what? If we're wrong in the future, okay, I'm okay with that because you just ended up with tax-free money.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. So the other area, though, that we're looking at is that the market will always be volatile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the market's going to be volatile, but we're not afraid of it. We want to use that to our advantage, but there's a difference of the market being volatile as you're leading up to retirement and a difference of the market being volatile while you're
in
retirement. In fact, one of the illustrations that we show a lot, and I'm putting this on the computer screen now, but I'll talk this through, is showing if an individual, because so many people think, if I can just get $2 million, if I just get $2 million, oh, I'm a millionaire now, I am sitting there and everything's going to be fine. So we're going to do an example that I have on the screen that literally shows this individual has $1 million, they're going to retire at age 65, and they said, we want to take an income stream till age 84. We encourage our clients to live longer, but in this case, all right, it's age mm-hmm. 84. They just want to take 5% out. So if they're just taking 5% out, simple math, if you have $1 million, they
mm-hmm.
just need $50,000 a year to live on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they'll have that and their Social Security. And the plan is, and based on what you're seeing on my screen, based on the average return that the market's been, we go back and test it, they're going to live happily ever after. So people come in, they meet with their financial advisor, they say, this is what I want, shake hands, and then they go on their merry way, and they keep saying, send me 5% a year. And then one day they get the call, or maybe they don't even get the call, but one day that check doesn't come because the money runs out. Because if you're going to look at the screen, what it shows is when individuals go into retirement, average rate of return doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
What counts is the actual rate of return you're getting that year. And if actually the market is down because the market is volatile and you don't have some other place to pull the money, you're selling it at a loss, and you can only do that so many times before
mm-hmm.
your money runs out. And in this illustration that we're showing, testing back to 1973, when this individual just took out 5%, they ran out of money by age 82.
Mm.
They were out of money before they were out of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so we believe at Crystal Clear Finances, when we're doing planning, yes, there is an average rate of return leading up to retirement, but we also believe that the market's volatile. So in retirement, we have to watch what is the actual rate, because that specifies how much we're taking out. And then we want to have that green tank in place so that when the market's down, we're like, hey, let's go get the $50,000 from your green tank, because we don't have to worry about it being down. And let's leave your yellow tank, your investments alone, let them keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the market rebounds, we can go back and take the growth and we continue on our way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important. I just had this conversation literally last week where a couple came in, new couple to Crystal Clear Finances, said their other advisor said, I can take 4% a year, exactly what you said. I can take 4% a year and we'll be good. And I said, well, that may be true, but what if the market's down 10% 1 year and you take 4%? Well, now you see a 14% loss instead of a 10% loss. So we can't just focus on investments. Again, why there's three components, the green, the yellow, and protection, is because we don't know what the future holds every single day. We have to be in a position where not my entire retirement is tied to one investment account or what the market's going to do only. Too many people come in, and I show this on my screen a lot. Too many people come into the office with a huge yellow tank, no green tank, and very little umbrella, and then go, we're going to be good, right? And I go, I don't know about that, because we have to be in a position, yes, for taxes, as you mentioned before, but also for the market changes that are going to happen. Think about it. If I know the market's going to change, why would I bank all of my money in an area that can change without my control?
Right.
I need to have a place that I can control. That's why the yellow tank and the green tank combined are so important together, because now I have a place that I can pull from that I can control when the market that I can't control is out of whack.
Right. Savings and investments.
Correct.
Having them both. And you know, I've noticed that our clients who have those in place, they sleep good at night.
Yeah.
People, a lot of my peers used to call me and say, oh, the market's down. Your phone must be ringing off the hook. And I'm like, no, not really, because we've set up accounts, green tanks, savings accounts that clients know, oh, well, if I need money, I know where to pull it from. They have, going back to it, it's crystal clear to them. They have the confidence to say, oh, I know what my plan is. This is part of the plan. And one more thing, and then I'll get to the last point before we close today, is it amazes me. We all know, I want everyone to think for a minute. Do you think the market will go up and down? So if we all know it does that, and it repeatedly does it, sometimes there's a longer space in between, then why don't we plan for that?
Sure.
If we know there's going to be periods of downturns in the market, then just make sure you have safe money that you have control over. Huge control.
Yeah.
So great point on that. So I want to finish with this. So I'm going to go back to the picture that I had before, talk about the personal economic model, talk about the three components to a financial plan. We talked about savings. We talked about investments. We talked about the importance of putting the proper protection in place. We talked about the two thought processes that we have when it comes to investing, that we believe taxes will increase and we believe the market will always be volatile. The third area, so we do 3, 2, 1, because the one ideal position that we want our clients to be in, which I'm demonstrating on the screen, is that there will come a day when they say, Crystal, I no longer want to work a job. And that big tank of resources that was coming in, that was providing that wonderful paycheck, whether they thought it was too small, too big, whatever, that's now gone. And if that's gone, that means they, in looking at the screen, they've got a green tank and a yellow tank, savings and investments, and that's what's going to feed them in combination to any pension they have and any Social Security have. That's what's going to feed them for life. And the number one, in my opinion, ideal position is to make sure your green tank and yellow tank are full so that you can have retirement, the same lifestyle in retirement that you have today, adjusted for inflation, if not better. So that, in a nutshell, during our whole program here, and I'm realizing we need to close, is how we look at the investments. 3, 2, 1. Savings, investment, protection. Taxes will probably go up. Market will be volatile. That's okay. Ideally, we want to put you in a position to have your tanks full. And with that being said, I'm going to encourage our listeners to give us a call at 518-433-7181. Schedule a free initial consultation and join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.